We have this Parasha, an interesting issue, and that is a prohibition. It says, the Pasuk speaking about building a Mizbeach, it says, when you build a Mizbeach, L'asita l'cha asher next to the Mizbeach. And the next Pasuk goes further and says, L'asakim l'cha matzevo asher soni Hashem l'kecha. Do not set forth a matzevo, a sort of pillar, a platform, asher soni Hashem l'kecha, which Hashem detests. Which means is, because Baruch Hu says, go ahead, make a Mizbeach, whatever Mizbeach is. As far as Matzeva, no, that's out. The Kesparfu absolutely hates the Matzeva. Rashi points out, Shosone, even though previously we go to the Pesukim and Bereishis, we find many, many instances where the Avos and others were making Matzevas, and they use these Matzevas as a way of coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a platform to bring Kabbalah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all history. Today and on, it's out. Shosone, Hashem, Makecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates this concept of Matzeva. So first of all, the question is, what exactly changed? Rashi says, Shat, others say, Elipshatim. What exactly changed from the pre-existing concept where it was something which was acceptable and looked upon seemingly positively to nowadays when it's something which is abhorrent? A second thing is, Moshe Feinstein asked the Kash, he says, it would seem from the Pasuk that any type of matzeva would be usher, and yet we find that not every matzeva is usher. There's a matzeva which is used as a platform, as a makim frakrava. You put an animal or something which you're being makir on top of that matzeva. That we know is usher. There are other matzevas. A matzeva by Amaz is not usher. A matzeva by Kevaroch, we find the Pasuk by Yaakov, and we find other instances. These matzevas continue forward. They still have a place within Yehados to have such a thing. Why is this abhorrent and that matzeva not? When the Pasuk seemingly, seen at first glance, going on both, so where would we find a place for distinction between these two forms of matzeva? And lastly, what exactly is a matzeva? So we find this comes up a lot of places in Chazal with different halachas. It's relevant to the essence of Mizbeach as far as Mizbeach itself, as far as bring a carbon itzer, bring a carbon outside of the base of Mikdash. It has halachas as far as the Zara, so it has different halachas how to destroy the Zara. Something called a Mizbeach, and something called a Matzeva, or similar to something called a Bimus. What's the difference? So throughout Chazal we find, and Rashi here cites this as well, is the chiluk between one rock and three rocks. If you have a structure of one big stone, that's called a Matzeva. If you have three stones, that's called a Mizbeach. It's a little bit strange. Like a sparkle looks at this, you're bringing a makim akrav, you're bringing an animal for a karbon. Like, it's a wonderful thing, you're trying to come close to Hashem, whatever the whole concept of a karbonis is, a separate topic. And if you do it on top of three racks, that's great, that's wonderful, that's fantastic. If you do it on top of one rack, that's absolutely horrible, it's an isser, it's tremendous wrongdoing that one is doing. Why would it be so significant that what exactly you build it out of? If it's three, if it's one, what's the big deal? And the answer, perhaps, might lie in the fact Rashi and the Rambam have an opinion. They say that the Mizbeach is not merely an item which happens to have three stones. It's three stones which somebody put together for the purpose. So it's not just a numerical value of three. Right? The question is, someone went ahead and put three things together. So what exactly does this mean? What's three and what's one? So along the lines of Shan Shulher says in Bereishis, he says there's different concepts when we deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says there's an existing concept people have, which is many other religions believe in this, other people believe in this, and that is the Kodesh Baruch Hu represents perfection. People are flawed, people have chesroinus, people have all sorts of problems. So the greatest things of Shleimus is the Kodesh Baruch Hu and that which Kodesh Baruch Hu created. What man does is naturally flawed. The more we withdraw from being manly, we act angelic, whatever that means, we withdraw from society, we become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu according to those other people's concepts. In that sense, you take something from the Bria, you look at nature and you say, wow, this is amazing, and you don't touch it because Kodesh Baruch Hu made it and that's perfect. That in itself, if you work with this school of thought, that's the greatest way you can come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A matzeva represents one complete item, you take it, you don't touch it. You say, this is something you created, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to use that as a platform for a krova. Says the first, because Baruch Hu turns up and says, what I did is my own business. That's not what I want from you. I want you to put together your own efforts. I want you to create a mokka in Frashat Shechina in your own right. Go ahead, take your tools, take what I gave you. It may not be perfect. Take what you have, put that together. Take whatever tools you have in your life and build yourself a mokka in Frashat Shechina. So it's true for Goyim, for other people in the past, it may have been very, 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 very positive to go ahead and take things. Certainly we should seek out Kodesh Baruch Hu wherever we can see him. But the Makom Avodah for a Yid, to go ahead and build a Mizbeach, or any other, in a broader sense, any type of category where someone's going ahead and wants to build a Makom, a Shras HaShchina, if you want to find that Shchina in your life, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your efforts, whatever you can do, whatever you can put together, and you create a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu to come to you, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. So putting together the three is not so much the number. The concept is putting it together is building a platform, the effort of building something specific, and you're making that yourself, and you went ahead and made that. That's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu finds value in, and that's why the distinction of Matzeva, which is merely a monument to Amaz, has no significance. It's not good, not bad. It's something else. It's a Matzeva Balma. What we're talking about specifically within the value of going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Makom HaKrov, creating a Makom HaShras HaShchina, that's where Hashem says, it's your value that counts, it's your input, it's your building. Whatever you go ahead and build with your life, your construction is what matters, not what I created before you came along.